A Florida family is asking why a 27-year-old man has not been arrested after punching a 12-year-old boy so hard they knocked out his front teeth and left a gash in his lip. Neighborhood children in a community located in Charlotte County, Florida, were confronted for playing in the road and allegedly blocking traffic by 27-year-old Vincent Cerfalo, who is white. The children say that Cerfalo was yelling racial slurs at them, and when they asked him whom he was talking to, he threatened them by daring them to come within arm's reach. He touched me, and I lifted my hand out, and I ended up hitting him. It was not my intention to hit anybody that hard. It was not my intention to knock teeth out or do harm or cause any kind of trouble, said Cerfalo. The children say no one touched Cerfalo at any time during the incident. He was screaming at us, cursing at us, calling us the N-word, and he came down to the middle of his yard, and I was like, who are you talking to? And he said, come within arm's reach, and I'll show you who I'm talking to, said Malachi Vallette, the 12-year-old who was punched. 13-year-old Latavia Graham, who said he witnessed the incident, says that Cerfalo spat on them after punching Malachi. Graham's father says he wants justice for the children. Where is it okay for an adult to take the law into their own hands and to strike a kid hard enough to knock out his teeth? Where is that acceptable? In what country is that acceptable? Larry Graham said. If the families of the children want justice, it appears they may have to get it for themselves, as the Charlotte County Sheriff's Department claims that there are conflicting stories from witnesses and are not interested in arresting the 27-year-old Vincent Cerfalo. What is not in question is that Cerfalo, who is threatening to press charges against his victim, seriously injured a child. The case has been turned over to the state attorney, and the investigating deputy is requesting a summons to arrest the injured child. This is America, where grown-ass men can seriously injure children and law enforcement officers seek to punish the child. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News Report. For more, visit us online at blacktalkradionetwork.com.